Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Ek het in December verlede jaar met Sebastian de Pleys gesels. Nou, hy is 'n venoot by Forbes Mazars hier in Suid-Afrika en hy is ook die president van Foreign Trade Advisors for France. Dis 'n organisasie wat Franse maatskappye hier in Suid-Afrika verteenwoordig. Nou, daar is meer as 400 Franse maatskappye wat sake doen in Suid-Afrika en ek en Sebastian het gesels oor Franse maatskappye wat baie omgekrap is oor wat in sekere dele van Suid-Afrika gebeur, veral oor die visums vir buitelanders wat so lang gevat het om uit te reik. In baie gevalle was dit jare wat het geneem het om 'n visum te kry vir iemand van Frankryk om nou in Suid-Afrika te kom werk. Onthou, hierdie is Franse maatskappye, hulle baie keer wil hulle Franse burgers hê wat hier kom werk. En dit het onder meer daartoe bygedra dat die Franse maatskappye nie hulle self verbind het om toekomstige beleggings bekend te maak nie. Dit was in die tyd toe die presidentiële beleggingspraat plaasgevind het, en dan het hy nou vir al die maatskappye gevra, hoeveel gaan julle in die toekoms in Suid-Afrika belê? En die Franse maatskappye toe gesê, hulle gaan julle self nie verbind tot 'n syfer nie, omdat hulle so ongesteld is oor hierdie visums, wat net nie uitgereik word nie. Maar Leon Schreiber het vroeg van dese maand nuwe regulasies uitgevaardig, wat het nou baie makliker maak vir geskoelde buitelanders om werkvisums in Suid-Afrika te ontvang. Nou, Sebastian is weer op die lijn. Sebastian, thank you so much for your time tonight. Before we speak about the new visa regime, how significant was the problem before these new regulations came into effect? And, you know, did anything improve since our last discussion at the end of last year?
Hi, Rick. Good evening. Thank you for inviting me. So I would say the main issue that we had up to 6 months ago was the inconsistency on the delay to receive a visa when we received a visa. It could have taken 2 months in some case, 2 years in other case, and sometimes inside the same family or two similar profile, one would receive a visa and the other one would not. Do we see some improvement? Absolutely yes. I can say that the backlog on most of the visa, at least for the French expats waiting for visa, has been cleared, and we think that Minister Schreiber is actually very pro-business, and it's very good news to have him, and it's very promising. This new regulation visa is very promising for all of us.
Did you meet with him or representatives from government since we last spoke to, you know, just to convey your displeasure with the old situation?
Yes, absolutely. We met with him, I think, in the first months after he has been elected or nominated. He tried to meet with a lot of business investors in the country. And he was explaining where this new regulation is coming from. He was saying that the foreign investors have three main issues in South Africa, or used to have. The first one was the load shedding. And the second one, surprisingly, before crime, before transport, before other logistic issue, was the skill issues of investors in the country. And the minister was thinking that helping to give more critical skills visa in the country, or discussing another way to give visa, would improve the GDP of the country up to 1.2%, which is very significant compared to the current GDP of 0.6. And we really wish that this will happen, because South Africa is a very promising country in Africa at the moment. And a lot of investors, not only French, but European, American, are coming to visit the country. We had 600 participants to a France, South Africa business forum last week, including 100 French companies coming from France to come to see how is the market here, and everyone was very positive. And I can say that most of this company will certainly come back to invest in the country or to reinvest more than they already have.
Well, as I understand it, the rules for to issue such a visa is actually quite strict. It needs to be scarce skills. These individuals need to be highly paid. They need to be well qualified to qualify for this visa. Are you happy with the rules of the visa? You know, in addition to the lack of urgency we've seen up to now to issue those visas.
Yes, it is very positive. So I would say that today, when we need a visa, at least in the foreign community, and I'm speaking specifically about the French, it's for high competency employees. We are talking about a CEO, or we are talking about a few engineers coming to develop a product. But very quickly, they are here to train the local South African employees. And just to give you one number, the French companies employ today more than 80,000 direct employees, and less than 0.5% are actually foreigners. So when we look at the new rules and we say you need equivalent of a minimum a bachelor degree or master degree to get a certain number of points, and you need to be above a certain salary, it ticks most of the time the criteria for a CEO or top management coming to the country. Also, these employees, and it's very important to say, the companies are not prefer to employ local South Africans. An expat is very expensive, and most of the time when expats are sent to South Africa, it is to train a team. It is to train people to do their job as quickly as possible. One example is a French company called Alstom, building 600 trains for Prasa. They came 10 years ago with 20 or 30 expats, but they train quickly South African employees. Today, the company has more than 2,500 employees in South Africa, and there are two expats only. So to come back on your question, yes, we are very positive. There certainly are a few questions and that will be answered. For example, what is an employer, trusted employer? Or other, like, as you know, we still have the critical skills that are in place as well. And what is the critical skills? Mm-hmm. And we would like to also be involved in what are critical skills. To give you a last example, in Cape Town at the moment, there is a shortage of guides that speak German. So it's difficult for German tourists to come to South Africa at the moment. But the guides speaking German are not critical skills. They are below the threshold of salary. They don't always have 10 years of experience, and they don't have qualification. So there's still a little bit of work to have together.
Sebastian, baie dankie vir jou tyd vanaand. Dit was Sebastian de Plais. Hy is 'n venoot by Fourvis Mazars, en hy is ook die president van Foreign Trade Advisors for France.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za. Of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.